It's National Volunteers Week this week, and one of Leighton Buzzard's essential volunteer organisations is the Citizens Advice. I'm joined by Chief Officer of LB Citizens Advice, Keish Karamzandi, to talk about how they've been adapting during Corona lockdown. Hi, Keish, how are you?
Hi, Andrina, how are you?
Yeah, all good here. I expect it like you. Lots of changes, yes?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Are you still open at the Citizens Advice in Leighton Linslade?
We are still open, and we're open every day. From between 10 and 1 and 2 and 4, apart from Fridays when we're just open in the morning between 10 and 1. But we've had to change the way that we give advice because prior to lockdown, more than half of our clients sought advice face-to-face with our advisors, and we didn't really use telephone and email to give advice as much as we did face-to-face. And people would often use our daily drop-in to deal with urgent issues. But it became clear very quickly that when lockdown happened that we couldn't offer face-to-face anymore because two-thirds of our volunteers are in the shielding group, and a number of our staff are also working from home. We've still got the office open, but only with a skeleton group of staff and volunteers. And they've been working tirelessly to ensure that our service is still working during these difficult times. So we're open for telephone and email advice to anybody who needs it. And since lockdown, with staff and volunteers who've been working in the office and remotely, we've helped more than 350 clients on more than 1,300 issues. And I personally think that's a massive achievement for a small independent charity like us.
Yeah, that is huge. How are you, what are you seeing? What are the concerns of people coming to see you?
So initially with lockdown, we saw a lot of questions about furloughing because obviously that was at the forefront of people's minds. We saw a lot of questions about the self-employed, universal credit, agency workers' rights, sick pay, you know, there are many, many more issues. We do see the other issues as well, consumer issues. People are particularly concerned about getting refunds for holidays booked. And other issues as well, the sort of issues that are bread and butter, consumer issues and debt issues. A lot of people are very concerned about budgeting their money, especially when they're trying to cope with 80% of their pay. Yeah. So we do see a lot of different issues, even though we're only doing telephone and email advice.
Yeah, well, 350 clients for your, well, I wouldn't say little organisation, massive organisation, but your own office here in Leighton Linslade is quite incredible, actually. And nice to know that people are accessing the service in that way. However, I know that we're going to keep publicising that they can still do that just to reach more people, aren't we?
Absolutely. I do want to make it absolutely clear that we are open for everyone. And as you say, we're nationally a huge service. Mm-hmm. And I think the national service has seen a massive rise in demand. And we're very lucky that clients can access our advice guide online, which is www.citizensadvice.org. And that will help people, give them crucial information that they need with issues like benefits and employment rights. Mm. Each local Citizens Advice, which as you know is an independent charity, each of them are changing the way that they support their community. And at Citizens Advice Leighton Linslade, we're trying with quite limited resources as a small charity to be able to continue to serve the community as much as we can.
And I think that's something people don't actually understand quite often about Citizens Advice. You are an independent charity. You're not government funded.
That's right.
Yeah, so you always need funds and volunteers. Now, it is Volunteer Week. So can you tell us a little bit about being a volunteer for Citizens Advice? I find that very difficult to say, Keish.
Yeah, it's quite difficult to say. Yeah. So Citizens Advice Leighton Linslade, which is a very long word. So our advisors who volunteer with us are what I call the beating heart of our service. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to use Volunteer Week, which runs from today until Friday, to say, next Sunday rather, to say about the difference that our volunteers make to people's lives every day. So when a volunteer comes in to work with us, they undergo quite rigorous training. It takes about 4 to 6 months, the initial training. Yeah. And it covers a wide number of issues that clients may need help on. So they learn about everything from benefits to immigration to housing and so on. And we have very, very strict guidelines, which are imposed on the volunteers as to how we can help clients. So that's the benefit of being a national organisation, is that we keep to very tight regulations as to how we, for example, keep confidentiality. Mm. So if a client comes into us, they should feel absolutely sort of secure that their information is going to be kept securely, and that we're not going to use that information to refer them to another agency without their consent. So particularly with our specialist debt advice, we have all of our volunteers are trained to help clients, but we also have 3 paid caseworkers as well, 2 of whom are trainees. And we are regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. So those are the sorts of hurdles that our volunteers have to work towards. It's not an easy volunteering gig. And the volunteers have to continue to work hard while they're seeing clients to keep their skills up to date, so that they can help the clients with the best possible support and solutions for the client's problems.
That's quite a comprehensive service to offer, and your volunteers sound highly skilled then and well trained. And it must be quite rewarding for them, surely, to have all of this knowledge and training and then to be able to help people in their community.
Absolutely. Our volunteers enjoy the role. They've said that they like keeping their brains active, especially for our volunteers who are retired. It helps them sort of stay in touch with the problems that people face every day. We like the camaraderie of it. We're quite a close office, and I kind of think of us as a family. I know when I joined last year, I couldn't have had more support and help from everyone in coming to terms with the challenges of my own role. Mm. And our clients give very, very good feedback. We're really lucky here at the caliber of our volunteers. So one of our clients said earlier on this year, the National Systems Advice run a survey, and they ask our clients anonymously what they think of the service they've received from our particular systems advice here in Leighton Buzzard. So the clients could say anything. They don't have to worry that it'll come back to us. But we've had really positive comments. So one of our clients said they were very impressed with the professionalism and commitment of all of the advisors dealing with me and my case. They have clearly well trained and have good experience behind them. Now, I think that speaks volumes for the client.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very nice. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it's great that we have a service like that in Leighton Buzzard, and some of the issues that are rising for people, it's a very worrying time. It's so great to have you there, but also that level of feedback really does show that we've got a fantastic service within our town, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, I think it's really important, you know, whilst we hold the volunteers to a really high standard, the fact that they're able to give their time and commitment to help us make a difference is massively unbelievable, I think. And as you say, there's a lot of our clients come and see us and they don't have any other support. So another one of our clients said, without the help I received from Systems Advice, I don't know what I would have done. And I think it's really, really important to thank all of our volunteers who make an absolute difference to every single person that comes in, because without their dedication, we couldn't do what we do.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Now, talking of volunteers and getting involved with, can I say CAB for a while?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you. Well, I think we know who we're talking about, and it will
stop
me.
Yeah, we still call it CAB.
Okay. I know you're looking for trustees.
Yes. I mean, our trustees are also volunteers, but they are much more in the background. But they play an absolutely key role in making sure that our small independent charity is able to remain an important service within the community. So just to give you a bit of background, the trustee board is made up of people, sometimes retired, sometimes working, who give their time and skills to support the charity with issues like research campaigns, where, because the other arm of what we do, we don't just give advice and support, we try to change policy and practices. So trustees help with that. They help with fundraising, which is vitally important to raise funds for us to continue to give our service. They help with accounts, which I can attest to it being very difficult.
I don't want to know about that.
Much more. Yes, accounts, yeah, absolutely.
Just make my eyes go crossed. Yes, no, same. and so they're on a voluntary basis, and you need a new trustee now, I understand. Is that right?
Yeah, we're looking for new trustees, to help develop the service, because in these times of crisis, we need to make sure that we have all the skills on board to help us find new ways to help our clients. And so when I speak to the trustees about what they do, they all say it's immensely rewarding. The newer trustees that have come in since I've been, we're making sure that training's provided for those who want to expand their skills in leadership and what we call governance, which is part of running a charity. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily need to have a background in those things. It's almost just a willingness to learn. That's the sort of people we're looking for, are the people who will see how important our work is, and their skills and experience is something that is important, but not as important as their sort of ability to dedicate some time,
be willing to find out how to lead and how to do these skills. Yeah,
absolutely.
So in terms of getting in touch, particularly for the trustees role to begin with, and then we'll give out the other details as well, who should they speak to?
Well, they'd speak to me in the first instance. Mm-hmm. So obviously you've said already, but my name is Keisha Cairns-Endy and I'm the chief officer, and they can contact me either by email, and that's my name, which is Keisha Cairns-Endy at claytonlinslade.cab.org.uk, or they can give me a ring on our telephone number, which is 01525 374 589, and you can find all of those details on our website, which is www.leightonlinslade.cab.org.uk.
And we'll be putting that out on Leighton Buzz Radio as well, of course. In terms of people needing help right now, what should they do?
Well, you can. So anybody who needs help from Citizens Advice, Leighton Linslade, you can call us during our opening hours on either the number I've just given you, which is 01525 374 589, or on our dedicated advice line, which is 01525 373 878. That's 373 878. You can also email us, and you can use our website to do that. There's a form that you can fill in on our website, and I'll give you that address again. It's www.leightonlinslade.cab.org.uk.
Keisha, thank you very much for joining Leighton Buzz Radio.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you very much for having me.